Excellencies, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, allow me first of all to thank FAO together with IFAD, the World Food Programme, and Biodiversity International for giving us this opportunity to meet, discuss and find solutions. We do appreciate the work of the Secretary General's Task Force on the Global Food Crisis. We hope that it will result in a comprehensive strategy emphasizing the role of agriculture in providing food security and in dealing with climate change. Let us admit it, ladies and gentlemen. In many respects, the food crisis we are facing right now is due to our negligence. For many years, we have forgotten to invest in agriculture. We believed that scarcity and high prices was a problem of the past. But we were wrong. And today we see the consequences of this short-sightedness. Instead of trying to hide our mistakes, we should learn from them and address the problems openly. In order to cope with the problems, I would like to suggest three main responses. Firstly, we must ensure that emergency needs are met. Secondly, we have to invest more in agriculture, not least in Africa. Unfortunately, since 1982, the share of agriculture in total development aid has dropped from 17% to only 3% today. We must reverse this trend. It is important that small-scale farmers in developing countries are assisted to boost production by helping them get seeds and fertilizers. It's also important to help women farmers. In some countries, they make up as much as 70% of the workforce in food productions. And now, gentlemen, you all know that you should always treat women properly, just as you should always treat farmers properly. Therefore, let me say, it is crucial to treat women farmers with the utmost respect and gratitude. In general, the international community needs to increase research and development in agricultural sector. And the development has to be led by the countries themselves. But allow me to suggest that we do take into consideration the whole range of technological possibilities. We need conventional inputs, such as fertilizers, but we also need tech solutions, such as the use of GMOs, of course, with all the necessary precautions. Likewise, we need the methods of organic farming when the conditions demand it. I believe that there's an old Chinese saying which goes like this: the color of the cat doesn't matter as long as it catches mice. Investment in agriculture should be encouraged in many ways, but one of the most important incentives to invest is the certainty that you are allowed to sell your products everywhere around the world. And that brings me to my third point, namely free trade. We should ease trade and export restrictions that distort the markets and impede the free flow of agricultural commodities. We should also join efforts to move the Doha trade talks toward a successful and rapid conclusion. Export restrictions, cartels, barriers to trade, etc. are not the way forward. This will only make things worse. It will only prevent food from reaching the people who need it most, and it will only hinder investment in agriculture. Representing Denmark as host of the COP15 in 2009, allow me to mention that just in 18 months ahead, the world community is to set to conclude a global agreement to combat climate change. We have the responsibility to act in common. But it is clear that different countries have different responsibilities according to their respective levels of development. The Danish government understands and agrees that economic growth needs to be the number one priority of developing countries. But economic growth does not necessarily have to lead to a corresponding increase in energy consumption. A new climate agreement must pave way to affordable and environmentally sound technology for developing countries. Pursuing a low-carbon development strategy should not be a detour, but rather a shortcut towards sustainable development. Agriculture is both a potential victim of climate changes, and at the same time, agriculture is a major source of climate changes. But more importantly, agriculture can also offer solutions with regard to global warming. Biomass fuel has the potential to be a clean, renewable source of energy when it is grown in a sustainable way, and especially when it is extracted from waste products. The trade-off between energy, environment, and social issues involved is subtle and immensely complex. We need to study this carefully, and therefore, Mr. Chairman, we do support the role of FAO in facilitating international discussion in this issue. To conclude my intervention, let me summarize my main points. Without agricultural development, there will be no development. Without agricultural development on the basis of investment and free trade, there will be a permanent food crisis. Without agricultural development, there will be a continuous degradation of both environment and climate. So, ladies and gentlemen, agricultural development, that is the key. Thank you very much for the floor.